This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into the Market Podcast. Yes, it's Friday the 13th and there was some horror there for cab aggregators, the auto sector, Einstein, Newton and math. Today I have Money Control editor Santosh Nair, who's going to talk to us about what happened in the market this past week, what to look forward to next week. Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Thank you, Jerome. As always, a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you. Santosh, yes. So Nirmala Sitharaman's comments created a storm on social media. What do you have to say about it?
Well, I think to be fair to her, she didn't say that was the only reason. Right. In fact, there are quite a few reasons why auto sales are doing poorly. This is just one of them. And it's nothing new that she has said, because if you see, last week, I think Uday Kotak also mentioned the same thing, that his son too preferred to commute to work by Ola or Uber. Right. And that aspirational value which cars used to have till some time back, that is clearly not there. But having said that, this is not the only reason. There's a host of factors. In fact, Money Control itself had done a story listing out about 13 factors. So there's a wide range of issues here. Right from infrastructure woes to high fuel costs, high interest rates, and the fact that the whole economy is going through a slowdown, and because there is lack of job security, probably people are not so keen on buying a car at this point. So it's a combination of factors, but well, yes, it made for some good headlines and everybody latched onto it.
Right there, Santosh. So let's come to the market. Despite being Friday the 13th, not much horror. The market has ended the week on a positive note.
Well, no fresh bad news. I think more than anything else, that is probably why you saw the market, in fact, not just steadying, but also rallying a bit. Mm-hmm. Sensex and Nifty rose about 1% week on week. Mm-hmm. The sentiment in global markets too was positive, so that also helped to some extent. Plus, FIIs, which were selling relentlessly through this past few weeks, there was some let up in the selling there. So for this week, at least for the last few days, this was a truncated week. Right. We had 4 trading sessions instead of 5, but by and large, FIIs have been net buyers. Just about less than 1,000 crore, in fact. But the more important thing is that there's some bit of a slowdown in the selling. That would have been some relief for the market. So what you would have seen is some bit of short covering of positions, which means that people who had sold at higher levels would have probably bought some of those stock or their positions back. So that helped market stabilize a bit. Interestingly, we saw a fair bit of interest in mid and small cap stocks. Now, it's still too early to say if this is a definite trend reversal, or is it what you're seeing just some bit of stability in a continuing bear trend, because typically markets don't trend to either rise in a straight line or fall in a straight line. So market has been falling for some time now. Sentiment was quite, in fact, it's still bearish, because just 1 week of an upswing doesn't really change things overall. So the sentiment, if you see, is quite negative in the market, because the news from the economy has been anything but encouraging. So people will still wait for some more indicators, if at all, before they start committing money in a big way. Mm-hmm. In case the news flow turns negative again, probably you could see another wave of selling. So on the whole, people are seeing some bit of value in some of the mid and small cap stocks, which have fallen very, very sharply. So there is some bit of bargain buying there. They're still not sure whether this is the bottom. Nobody can be sure for that matter. But they're picking up some stock, hoping that probably it may not fall much below this. So you saw a good rally in mid cap shares also. The mid cap and small cap indices rose by close to about 3% week on week. Okay. But again, very early to say if there's a definite trend reversal. We'll only know that in a couple of months from now. Oil prices have been steady. So all these factors did help markets kind of rally week on week.
Absolutely. Santosh, what about global markets? There has been some concerns as far as the ECB is involved, and the China-US trade war. They are going to come to negotiating tables. That is having an effect on the Indian markets as well.
Well, the ECB actually cutting interest rates is a positive thing for the market
across
the world. That basically means that more money is released into the system, some of it which will find its way into emerging market shares. But this is one also has to look at the fact that rate cut is happening when the Eurozone economy as a whole is not doing well. So one of the major concerns in world markets was that the global economy is probably tipping into recession. So if that is indeed the case, you know, just pumping liquidity into the system will not help things beyond a point, simply because if the economy is weak, the company's earnings will be affected. So just money alone doesn't mean that, you know, because there's money freely floating around, it doesn't mean that people will load up on stocks. So so it's one has to look at the news in perspective. So while the rate cut as such is a good thing, this is the first rate cut by the European Central Bank since 2016. At the same time, it also comes at a time when there are growing concerns that the global economy as a whole is slowing down.
All right. Coming back to the domestic market, the CPI and IIP data was released. How were the numbers there?
So, consumer inflation has risen to a 10-month high of 3.2%, but on the whole, it is still within the range that RBI has forecast for this, the full year. So, inflation, even at these levels, while there has been a rise, it's not so worrying. Some relief on the factory output front, though. So, the index of industrial production growth for July grew to 4.3%. Again, economists as watching this number cautiously and seeing if this trend persists over the next couple of months before one can say that things have started looking up again.
All right. Santosh, coming back to the auto sector, how is the auto sector performing?
Well, it continues to rain bad news for the auto sector. Sales fell for the 10th straight month in August, declining by about close to 31% year on year. Domestic car sales were down 41%. According to CM, and motorcycle sales declined by about 22 odd percent. So it's a pretty much a bleak picture out there. And industry captains are speaking in different voices. Some like Rajiv Bajaj are saying that the auto industry itself is to be blamed because they had expanded capacity too much.
All right. Okay. What about other news? What did we see on the street this past week?
So among the other major developments, there are reports that Paytm promoter Vijay Shekhar Sharma is in discussion with Yes Bank to buy promoter Rana Kapoor's stake. And in other developments, the offer for sale for Reliance Nippon Asset Management was subscribed 2.6 times.
Right.
Reliance Capital is looking to sell about a 6% stake in the company.
Right.
Canara Bank is looking for a buyer for its 30% stake in Canfin Homes. Last year, the bank had cancelled its proposed sale in the housing finance company because it did not receive a good enough price. Inflows into mutual funds in August were fairly robust. A little over 9,000 crore came in as compared to around 8,100 crore in July. Inflows into mutual funds have been quite consistent, and that's what probably has helped cushion the fall in the indices to some extent.
All right, there. Some more good news as far as the monsoons are concerned.
Yes, overall rainfall for the period from June 1 to September 11th has been positive and was plus 3% as the country has overall received about 805.3 mm rainfall according to the IMD. That again is welcome news, but at the same time you're also having floods in many parts of the countries, and sooner than later it will probably start showing up in food prices.
Okay. Lastly, Santosh, what are we looking forward to in the coming week?
So, among the most watched two events, one would be the U.S. Federal Reserve meeting and statement. That will be on September 18th. The GST Council will be meeting, so market and industry would be hoping for some rate cuts, though it remains to be seen whether the government is in a position to cut rates and forego further revenues.
All right, Santosh, thank you there for your valuable insights.
Thanks, Jerome.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
So that was Santosh Nair giving you all updates from the market and what to expect in the coming week. Well, with that, I sign off this market podcast. In case you have any query and if you want Santosh to answer them for you, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.